four loyal subjects about to take an audience with this counter-filled queen. Will she bestow a jackpot today? Or rise for Tipping Point? Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Dave, a retired prison governor from Manchester.
I'm Kat, a customer service advisor from Chorley.
I'm Damien, an accountant from Suffolk.
I'm Caroline, a university administrator from Swansea.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you'll have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine, we have two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it will double the entire value of your drop. As always, the person in last place will be eliminated at the end of this round. They'll go home with absolutely nothing, so keep your eyes on the double counters because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers, here comes your first question. Virgin and extra virgin are varieties. Caroline.
Olive oil.
Of what type of oil used for cooking? Yep, they are olive oil. Well done, Caroline. Buzzed in early, but you were right. Now then, your choice. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I will play.
OK, where are you going to go?
I will play drop zone 3, please.
OK, light up drop zone 3 for Caroline, please. Go. So, first counter of the day. Busy finish. Got it down, though. Oh, Caroline. Ooh. Nudge them out, but not over, unfortunately. So, that's one counter in for you. You're down to two counters. Next question. For which Spanish football team did David Beckham play? Damien.
Real Madrid.
Yep, it was Real Madrid. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play drop zone 3.
OK, light up drop zone 3, please. Caroline, set them up nicely. Are you going to grab them? Oh, that looks good. Bouncy old drop. Oh, and a nice
one.
Shove over the first shelf. And the second.
Oh, that's going to go. I can feel it.
Goodness me. Just need a little bit more of a nudge, though, I'm afraid, Damien. They're staying where they are. Just the one across the tipping point. £50 for that one. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Damien, you're off the mark with £50. You've got two counters to play. Next question. Fictional detective Sherlock Holmes lived at 22... Dave.
Baker Street.
221B on which London street? Dave, you're absolutely right. Retired prison governor knows exactly where the detective used to live. Dave, would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please, Ben.
Where are you going to go?
I'll go drop zone 4, please.
OK, we're going to light up drop zone 4, please. Left-hand side, I think, would be good. That's where we're hanging, aren't we? Oh, it's got more central. What do you think, Dave?
Could get a few over.
Oh, it could just set them up.
Next time, perhaps.
Next time, indeed. Nothing's going to go just yet, Dave. They look pretty steady on the shelf. So, Dave, you're down to two counters. Next question. By what name is Norma Jean Mortensen? Dave.
Marilyn Monroe.
Better known is Marilyn Monroe. Well done. Do you want to play?
I will play, Ben, please. I'll play drop zone 4 again, please.
Fire up drop zone 4, please. So, you set the shelf up nicely, Dave. What's that? Is that a bit better?
I'd rather it was in the middle.
No! Dave!
As you can see.
Pretty steady. I think it's quite a heavy shelf there, Dave. So you're down to your last counter, I'm afraid. Nothing to show for all the work you've put in so far. Next question. Which is the only US state to begin with the letter P? Caroline.
Pennsylvania.
Yep, you're right, Caroline. Big sigh of relief there. Now, do you want to play or pass?
Do you know what? I think I'll play.
Okay. Go on then, where are you going to go?
Drop zone 4, please.
Fire up 4 for us, please. So, if we get anything in, I'm sure they're going to go. It's a huge amount ready to fall. It's down. It's kind of busy drop. Oh, is that the one space? Oh, Caroline got a couple that slid right past the giant cluster on the edge. That's £100. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So you're down to your last counter now, Caroline. Okay. Next question. What symbol is usually found on the front of a first aid kit? Damien.
It's a cross.
It is a cross. Yep, absolutely right, Damien. Now then, do you want to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
Okay.
These guys are set up so nicely, and I'm going to go drop zone four as
well. Fire up drop zone four, please. Another busy drop, bit of an ambient drop. It's coming just in time, though.
I would hope so. Oh.
Very full shelf. Good. What are you going to get? Whoa!
That's all right. I'm going to take that.
Lovely stuff. Damien, that's 13 counters across the tipping point. £650 with one drop. That's very nice indeed. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. That puts you up on £700. You've still got one counter to play. Next question. Craig Phillips was the first ever... Damien.
Big Brother.
Housemate to win which long-running reality TV show? You're absolutely right. Now then, you've got one counter. Would you like to play it or would you like to pass?
I'm going to play it and I'll stay true to drop zone number four.
OK, light up drop zone four for us, please. Fifth one in. We've had 15 out so far. There is a lovely cluster still there, though. Steadier drop. What do you reckon, Damien?
I liked a bit more in the middle, if I'm honest. But I could be persuaded.
Can you nudge them? Oh, we did have a little nudge. Two across the tipping point. £100 with your last drop there, Damien. Let's take that from the machine, put it into your bank. That means you've got £800. You have used all three counters, though. For the time being, you're out of the round. Dave, Kat and Caroline, this next question is for you. The royal residence of Windsor Castle overlooks which river? Dave.
Thames.
It is the Thames, yep. Right then, Dave, your last counter. Would you like to play or would you like to pass?
I'll pass to Kat, please.
Kat, here we go. Your first chance to get some money.
Yep.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone four as well, please.
Light up drop zone four for Kat. Will Dave regret it? Let's find out. Where's Kat going to end up?
There's a bit of a gap at the back.
There is a little bit. What do you think there, Kat?
Is might go in that gap at the back, but it might just nudge the ones at the top. Oh, no!
Now, you might just get a little movement on this. It needs to be accurate. A little bit. Shifted a touch, Kat, but not enough. Dave, that's a smug old grin on your face. Very, very wise pass. It wasn't quite ready. You have filled the shelf. So, Kat, you've got two counters left. Next question. OJ is an acronym for what? Kat.
Orange juice.
For what flavour? Fruit juice. Yes, orange is right. Kat, would you like to play or pass?
I'll play.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drop zone four, please.
Light up drop zone four, please.
That's better.
Is that... I'm going to get at those ones on the edge, though. I might just slide on by again. Oh, there's one that's fallen. Now, that mystery counter is in place. Just keep an eye on it. Even more clinging to the tipping point, but they're just not going to drop. Kat, that's four counters across the tipping point. We've got you some money, which is important right now. And that £200, let me take it from the machine and put it into your bank, puts you into second place. You've still got one counter to play. Next question. The Krugerrand gold coin is minted, Dave.
South Africa.
Minted in which country? It is South Africa. Now then, Dave, would you like to pass this one?
No, I'll play this one, Ben.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'll stick with drop zone four, please.
Light up drop zone four, please. Eighth counter into drop zone four. We need some money here, Dave. Something over that top shelf is important. Is that going to get anything over? I'm not sure.
A bit too far from the edge, aren't they? That could be good.
Oh! You got one, Dave. I can't quite believe those ones hanging haven't gone. That's impossible. So it's one counter, I'm afraid, Dave. Just the £50 across the tipping point. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Dave, you have £50. For the time being, you have used all three counters, so you're out of the round. Kat, Caroline, you've got one counter each left. Next question for you. 1 litre is equal to how many centilitres? Caroline?
1,000.
It's 100. Oh, Caroline!
Cent. Should have known it.
You didn't need to go for it.
No.
You have. By doing that, you've thrown a lifeline to Dave. We have to take a counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. That also means you've used all three. For the time being, Caroline, you're out of the round. Kat, just you left in. Because it's just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine.
OK.
You need to do it in the allotted time as well, so if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
OK.
Here we go then, Kat. Which red flowers are said to blow in the 1915 poem In Flanders Fields?
Poppies.
They are poppies, yes. No problem there, Kat. Right, counter in. Where would you like to go?
Drops on 4, please.
Fire up 4, please. Everyone's been working hard at drop zone 4. Is that too far over? I'm not sure.
B. Might just not too
over. Oh, Kat! No! Nothing's going to go. Kat, you stay on £200. As things stand, Damien has £800. Kat, £200. Caroline, £100. Dave has £50. But it's not over yet. There is one counter in the penalty pot up for grabs right now. I'm going to ask one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer to this question, you put the counter into the machine, and everything could change. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. So, Dave, you're in last place. It's your last chance. You need to try and give me the right answer to win this counter to go through to the next round. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. The poodle is a breed of which domesticated animal? Caroline.
Dog.
Yes, it's a dog. Dave, I'm afraid that means we're going to be losing you. Caroline, you get to put the counter into the machine, the one that you lost, of course. Let's put it back in. Where do you want to go?
Come home, and I think I will go to drop zone 4, please.
Light up drop zone 4 for us, please. OK. Is that going to be in the right place?
I know,
you need some lateral on that.
Left.
Oh! No! Goodness me. Caroline, I'm afraid we have nothing more to add for your last counter. So the score stays as they were. Damien is leading on £800 from Kat on £200. Caroline on £100. Dave, I'm afraid with £50, that means we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you, Ben.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Kat, Damien and Caroline have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of those bonus double counters. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with nothing. Damien, you got that fantastic 13 counter drop in round one, which means you're way out in the lead on £800, so it's your choice. Would you like to take on the machine first? We'd like to pass one of the girls.
I'm going to play as drop zone 4 looks pretty stacked.
It's very stacked, isn't it? 30 seconds then, Damien. Every time you give me a right answer, I'll give you another counter. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. 30 seconds, Damien, please. Your time starts now. What item found in the home do Americans refer to as drapes?
Curtains.
Correct. Operated by the Cunard line, the QE2 was what mode of transport?
A boat.
Correct. Nick Park is credited with creating which animated plasticine duo?
Wallace and Gromit.
Correct. Shingles is caused by the same virus that causes which other common infection?
Herpes.
Chickenpox. What type of accommodation does the abbreviation B&B stand for?
Bed and breakfast.
Correct. Which pop group was made up of Andy Summers, Stuart Copeland and Sting?
The Police.
Correct. What objects are made by craftsmen known as horologists? Clocks. So, Damien, 5 correct answers, 5 counters put into the machine. I think I know, but I'm going to ask anyway. Where do you want to go?
I'm going to go with Stack Drop Zone 4, please.
Light up Stack Drop Zone 4, please. This will be the 11th counter in when you get it in there, Damien. I wonder how many you can get out. Is that far enough over?
It looks central enough, Ben. Oh, it teases me.
Coming for it. Yes! Lovely. Oh. Damien, including the one that made it out of the machine, that's 9 counters across the tipping points. It's £450. You've got 4 more to put in.
I'm going to stick with drop zone 4 for now.
OK, light up drop zone 4 again, please. Mystery counter towards the edge as well. Oh, that's a rapid drop. It could be right on the money, though. Two here. That little cluster going to go. Yes, it is. They've been eight more across the tipping point. Let's add in another £400. You're up to £850. And you got yourself a mystery prize. You've won yourself a two-night break to Rome and a stay at the Duke Hotel, courtesy of Groupon.
Fantastic.
Very nice indeed. You've still got three counters to put in as well.
I move across to drop zone three now, okay. I think, but I think I've drunk that one dry.
You certainly have. Light up drop zone three for us.
Oh, hey. Thought about it.
Just flipped yourself over. Could get that mystery prize as well. It's flat. Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
Not this time. You've got two more to put in, Damien.
I'll stick with drop zone three, please, Ben.
Load up drop zone three, please. Similar place would be good, wouldn't it?
Be lovely.
Oh, too far right, maybe.
Oh.
There's one.
Yeah.
Bit of a gap there now, though, isn't it? Still got the one. Well done. £50 across the tipping point, so you're up to £900. One more counter to play with, Damien.
Oh, I'll stick with drop zone three, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone three. It's down.
Preferred it a bit more in the middle.
Slide that way a touch now. Oh.
Might be all right.
Come to
maybe
that,
get a couple more.
Oh,
maybe not. The machine holds on to its counters for your last drop, Damien, but £900, still a decent score. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. You finish up with £1,700. Well done. Kat, you're currently in second place, so it's your choice now. Would you like to go next, or would you like to ask Caroline to go?
I'll go next, please.
OK. 30 seconds for Kat, please. Time starts now. Talisker and Glenfiddich are whiskies produced in which country of the UK?
Scotland.
Correct. Mr. Body is the murder victim in the US version of which board game?
Cluedo.
Correct. In 2013, Niki Lauda became non-executive chairman of which Formula One team?
McLaren.
Mercedes. The cerebral arteries supply blood from the heart to which organ of the
brain?
Human... Correct. What is the name of the title character in the 1989 Disney film The Little Mermaid?
Ariel.
Correct. In 1554, Philip II of Spain was married to which Tudor queen?
Mary.
Correct. Can accept that. Well done, Mary the First. Five correct answers. Five counters to put in the machine. Great stuff. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go for drop zone three, please.
Light up drop zone three for us, please. We might need that double. Just the 30 counters between you and Damien.
Just.
Oh.
That's all right.
Really direct.
Be nice for that mystery one.
Yeah. Down.
Okay,
yeah, this
yeah.
could be a nice little drop. Go on, go on, go on. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
On.
Wow.
Oh, Matt. Something going on with this machine. Two across the tipping point, which is £100, and a mass right across from two to three. They are ready to go for you, Kat. Mm-hmm. You've got four more to put in. Which way are you going to go?
I'll go for drop zone three again.
OK, light up drop zone three, please. Just need to be accurate, this one. It's a bit of a patchy top shelf. Now, what do you reckon?
It's all right. There's a bit of a clump on the right-hand side, so if I build it up, I've got a few more.
You have. You're absolutely right. Three more to go. Where now, Kat?
Three again.
Drop zone three, please. Just
right,
the 28 is what we need. Here it is. Come on now. Unlock the shelf. Go on. Go on.
Oh, right in the gap.
Right in the gap. You've got two more to go, Kat. You're filling the holes, but you're not getting anything
know,
in the wind zone.
Yeah. I'll stick to my guns. I'll stick with number three.
Drop zone three again, please. Towards the left is going to be good behind that black one, maybe. Get over, get over. Oh, now, can we shift that double over? Sit down. Yeah.
Nice and flat.
Okay,
good.
Okay, okay. Give it a decent shove now, all together. Over, over, over.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's a bit broad as well, it's nice.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Cat, that's another 8 across the tipping point. We can give you another £400, you're up to £500, and you got the mystery prize. You've won yourself a whale and dolphin watching experience for 2, courtesy of wish.co.uk.
Oh, brilliant.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
Cat, you've got one more counter to put in?
I'm thinking we'll move to drop zone 2 now.
All right, light up drop zone 2 for us, please. Twenty more counters is what we're after. If we can get anything, yeah.
That came from nowhere.
Oh, lovely. Oh. Cat, that's another 6 across the tipping point. Another £300. Another nice drop. Let's take the £800 from the machine and put it into your bank. And you finish up from £1,000. Well done. OK, Caroline, so just you left now. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. Every time you give me the right answer, I'll give you another counter. If you don't know, just say pass. Ready?
Yep.
The time starts now. A bourbon biscuit is traditionally flavoured with what sweet foodstuff?
Chocolate.
Correct. Carbon and which other chemical element combined to make carbon dioxide?
Oxygen.
Correct. The Scandinavian peninsula is occupied by Norway and which other country?
Sweden.
Correct. The Prophet Muhammad is considered to be the founder of which religion?
Islam.
Correct. From 1986 to 1998, Roy Walker hosted which ITV game
show? Catch Race.
Correct. Bruno Jenkins is turned into a mouse in which classic Roald Dahl story?
Pass.
The Witches. The lion represents which sign of the zodiac?
Leo.
Correct. The Art Deco Chrysler Building is a famous skyscraper in which
New
US
York.
City? Correct. Well done, Caroline. 7 correct answers. And the only one you didn't get was the Roald Dahl question. Goodness me, that's a great score. 7 counters put into the machine.
Phew.
Now, there's 2 doubles in there. There's a double you can see in drop zone 2, and there's a double in drop zone 3 as well that's hidden.
Oh, really?
So, 18's what you need to draw level with Cat, or 9, of course, with a double. Where would you like to start?
To start off, I think I will go drop zone 2.
Light up drop zone 2, please. Only the second time. So to try and bring that double into play. You've got enough to use.
Could be okay. It's nice and straight.
Yep. Is it going to get near the double? Maybe. 3 across the tipping point there, Caroline. £150 with your first drop.
Okay. I think now I will have a go on drop zone 3.
Okay. Let's load up drop zone 3, please. You can unearth that double as well.
Oh, not where I wanted it.
Busy old drop. It's a bit empty there, isn't it? A bit sparse now. Nothing for that one. 5 left.
I'll stick with drop zone 3 for the moment, please.
Light up drop zone 3, please. There you go. Is that too far over there?
Yeah,
it's a gap.
Yeah, gap there.
It's flat, though.
At least it's flat.
It's going to fill the gap. So you're using these counters to fill lots of holes. But nothing's going over, Caroline. Right, then.
Right, no more holes in drop zone 3, so I'll stick with drop zone 3 since I've filled all the gaps.
Light up drop zone 3, please. Should get one over.
Okay.
Yep. And where are we going to get?
And where is that hidden double counter? Oh.
There's a couple. 2 more across the tipping point. That's another £100. So up to £250. 3 to go, Caroline.
Mm-hmm. I think I will give drop zone 2 a try.
Okay, load up drop zone 2, please. So we need 13 out to catch Cat. Need to bring that double in. Come on now. Oh, there's a few, yeah, nice. Another 6 across the tipping point, another £300. So up to £550 now. 2 more to go in.
I think back to drop zone 3, please.
Okay, load up drop zone 3 again, please. Seven counters now. Is that going to split them? Yeah, it is. Nothing for that one.
Looking good.
Caroline, you got 1 more to put in the machine.
Drop zone 3, please.
Light up drop zone 3 for us, please. Can we get enough out? Gonna need something special here. Can you do it? There we go. It's in there somewhere. Can we get the double? Black one's gone.
Come on now.
What you got, machine? Oh, it just separated a few. Nothing more to add, Caroline. You've got 7 correct answers, 7 counters, a great score, but it's not going to be enough money to send you through. Let's take that 550 and put it into your bank. Which means at the end of the round, Damien is leading with £1,700. Kat has £1,000. Caroline, I'm afraid that means it's £650. We've loved having you on, but we have found a tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So it's Kat and Damien who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. But now for your chance to win an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. The classic 1952 musical starring Gene Kelly was titled Singing in the Watts. A, rain, B, fog, or C, thunder. Call 09041 61 30 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B, or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer, and telephone number to TPT10, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just 2 players remain, Kat and Damien. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. It's time to find out which of you will be taking on our machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked 3 questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put your counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner and will be playing for £10,000. I should just point out the one double we can't see. It's on the bottom shelf of Drop Zone 3 over to the right-hand side, nestled underneath all those counters. So, Damien, you're currently leading as things stand, so it's your choice. Would you like to take on the machine first, or would you like to pass to Kat?
I'll play.
OK, first question for you, Damien. The move known in chess as castling involves the rook and which other piece?
So, I know this one because I used to play it when I was younger, and it's the king.
I think it's the king. Cats, what would you have said?
I'd have said the king.
You would have gone with the king as well. A couple of chess grandmasters here. Let's find out. Is it the king? Yes, it is. Well done, Damien. Right, first counter for you.
I'm going to stick with Drop Zone 3.
OK, we're going to go hunting for a double. Light up Drop Zone 3, please. Ghost drop at the end. Just going to slide down. Is it going to ride? It is going to ride. And there's no nudge at all. So, Damien, you stay on £1,700. Kat, we come to you. Here comes your first question. Which 3-time Best Actor Oscar winner received a knighthood in the Queen's 2014 birthday honours? You can pass if you're not sure.
3-time Oscar winner. No, I can't think. I'm going to have to pass it.
Right, Damien, great opportunity to steal the counter.
I think I know it. I think it's Daniel Day-Lewis.
It's a great steal if you're right, Damien. It's the answer, Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah, well done.
Stick with Drop Zone 3, even though it betrayed me last time.
Drop Zone 3, light it up, please. So, anything to add? Nothing last time, as you say. Betrayed. Oh, it's gone left again.
Squeaking through.
Yeah.
Okay, though, let's see.
Ride.
Should be flat. Yeah, you put it flat. Now, are you going to get anything over? There's one.
I think that was going
to
go then.
Oh, and there's 5 across the tipping point. £250 right there, Damien. Let's take that from the machine, put it into your bank. It takes you very close to £2,000. £1,950 you have now. Time for your second question. What is the most common blood group in the world? You can pass this if you're not sure.
I think it's the same as me. Maybe because I'm quite common, so I'll go with O.
Kat, what would you have said?
I don't know.
You didn't know? You didn't know that one?
No.
OK. So you could have passed this one, Damien. Have you backed yourself and got the right answer, though? Is the answer O? Yes, it is. Well done, Damien. The universal blood type.
Where now?
I'm going to stick with Drop Zone 3.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please. there again.
Good job.
Right, far side.
Flew across the drop zone. Does like that side. Ooh. Right, cat. Any to add? No. So, nothing from that drop. Cat, time for your second question. Which baby accessory is known in North America as a pacifier?
I think I know this one. I've seen a lot of Simpsons with Maggie and her pacifier.
Do you reckon Damien knows his baby accessories?
probably. I think I'm going to say a dummy.
You're going to say a dummy?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Is it a dummy? Yes, it is. So, Kat, you get to put a counter in right. That double is on the bottom of drop zone three on the right. You can see the other double in drop zone two.
I think I'll go for drop zone three.
Right up drop zone three, please. 19 counters, 10 with the double. Quick drop.
Might just fill that gap.
There you go, come on now. Come for that double. 10 with the double. Whoa! Oh.
Thought about it.
You can see it now. It's just popped out, hasn't it?
Yeah.
£100 across the tipping point. Take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Cat, you get some money out, so you're up to £1,100. Damien, time for your third question. Famous for his red and yellow cap, which Victorian doctor scored 126 centuries in his cricket career?
The only cricketer I know back then is W.G. Grace, so I'm going to go with W.G. Grace.
Famous for his red and yellow cap, was it W.G. Grace? Yes, it was.
Didn't he know he had the cap? I just knew he was a
cricketer. Yeah, 54,000 runs he scored. So, Damien, let's put another counter into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I think I'll go for drop zone four.
OK, load up drop zone four, please. Oh, hard right. There's a bit of a gap there as well. I'm not sure you're getting him here.
Deny.
No. OK, so, Kat, time for your third question. Which British comedian is the author of the novels Time for Bed, Whatever Love Means, and The Secret Purposes? You can pass this to Damien if you're not sure.
I don't know myself, so I can't even guess. So I'm going to pass and hope.
OK, pass it over to Damien.
I've read two of these.
Have you?
So it's OK, yeah. And I tried to read The Secret Purposes, but it was a bit heavy, so I gave up after a chapter.
Okay.
And the answer is David Baddiel.
David Baddiel. Let's find out if you're right. If you've read two of them, you should know. Is the answer David Baddiel? Yes, it was. You're absolutely right. It was David Baddiel. Well done. So, Damien, that means that you're definitely going to be playing for £10,000.
I'll stick with drop zone four.
Let's load up drop zone four, please. Get over, get over. Oh. Could have done it the other side. Might get something out this time, at least. Yeah.
One I dare hope for.
Oh! One finds its way into the win zone. £50, Damien. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And it's a resounding victory in the end. Damien is our winner with £2,000. Kat, I'm afraid that means with £1,100, we have found your tipping point. You have won your whale and dolphin watching experience, though.
Yep.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks a lot.
So, very well done, Damien. You are today's winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put this jackpot counter into the machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it's a whole lot better. If you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000. Can Damien master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. But first, for your chance to win an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. The classic 1952 musical starring Gene Kelly was titled Singing in the Watts. A, Rain, B, Fog, or C, Thunder. Call 09041 613030. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B, or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer, and telephone number to TPT10. PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Damien is our winner today. Very well done. You got yourself £2,000. Seriously impressive stuff.
I got lucky, I think, with the questions that.
You had a couple of nice drops as well. And you managed to hold the girls off in the end.
First time for everything.
But look, you've got £2,000, which is a nice amount of money.
Yeah.
If you were to get £10,000, what would you do with the money?
I've got a few debts to pay off, so I'd go use the money for that first, and then I'd probably buy a massive telly.
Oh, that's what you need, isn't it?
Big telly. Maybe the size of the machine over there.
That'd be about right. Tipping point in, like, 100 inches.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, look, fingers crossed we made that happen, purely so you can have my face that big in your front room. Now your chance to try and win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put the jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do, if you want to go home with £10,000, is get it out again. Of course, there's a little bit more to it than that. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. Mm-hmm. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. The double counters are both still in there, of course. They don't affect the jackpot counter, but they still apply to everything else in the machine. So it's worth keeping an eye on them, because if you don't manage to claim the jackpot, you'll still win money for any other counters that drop for you during this end game. Having said that, it's £10,000 that we'd love to send you home with. So what are your thoughts? We need to put the jackpot counter into the machine.
I think I'll go for drop zone four.
Let's not have drop zone four for you, please. Seventh time you used it today. Been busy in there. This is the one we really care about, though, Damien.
Yep.
Head down. And a slide in the middle of touch. OK. So, pretty central.
Yep.
Drop zone four, nice and flat. Let's have a look at your categories. TV, sport, history, science, politics, food and drink.
I think I'll go with my weakest. First I'll go with science, and I'll go for three.
OK. Please. We'll have a science question for three counters, please. Who was the first scientist to be awarded two Nobel Prizes? Marie Curie, Albert Einstein or Linus Pauling?
I have no idea. And based on the fact that I've heard of Marie Curie and I've heard of Albert Einstein, so I think I'll probably go with Linus Pauling, because that's the sort of thing that... it's just, I think I'm just going to guess at Linus Pauling, yeah.
OK, let's line up Linus, please. Linus Pauling, was he the first scientist to be awarded two Nobel Prizes?
No.
It's Marie Curie.
OK.
First woman as well to get a Nobel Prize. OK, let's go back to the categories.
I'll go with politics, and I think I'll go for three.
Right. Politics question for three counts this time, please. Chequers, the official country residence of the Prime Minister, is located in which English county? Buckinghamshire, Hampshire, Berkshire.
I'm going to have a guess again, and I'm going to go with Hampshire. Shot in the dark.
Should we light it up?
Yep, light it up.
I'm going to go with Hampshire, please. So, politics for three counts, as this is. We could do with it. Is the answer Hampshire? Buckinghamshire.
This is not going well.
It's not started well,
no.
It's not started well. We've got £2,000, though, and there's still a lot of money there, and we have still got four categories left. Let's go back to them. TV, sport, history, food and drink.
I'll go TV for three, please.
Okay. We'll have a TV question for three counters, please. In 2014, Taylor Lautner, who played Jacob Black in the Twilight series, joined the cast of which TV sitcom? Cuckoo, Uncle or Episodes?
I'm a fan of one of these. I'm a big fan of Uncle, which has Nick Helm in it, so I know it's not that one.
Great.
Episodes is one that's set in America, and it's got Joey from Friends in, Matt LeBlanc. And what I've seen, I don't think he's in it, so I'm going to go with Cuckoo.
Should we light it up?
Yeah, light it up.
We're going to take Cuckoo, please. We could do with this, because we need the counters. It's Taylor Lautner in Cuckoo. Yes!
Hurrah.
Well done. Great stuff.
Thanks.
Right, so we've got three counters to get started.
Yep, let's start hitting drop zone four.
Drop zone four, please. You got it down?
Not
quite far enough over, is it, to get anything on the jackpot?
No.
But let's see if we can get a bit of money. £50 goes in. £2,050 is what we've got there. And we've got two more to go. Drop zone four again?
Yes, please.
Fire up, please. So we need it right behind. Pretty central would be handy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And that would shift all those and could get that double too, which would be good.
Bit better.
Too far, maybe? Yep, just too much for the jackpot, but come on now.
Come on.
Let's get the double with the load. Oh! That's another three across the tipping point. Let's add in another £150. One more to put in.
Drop zone four, please.
Load up drop zone four, please. Oh! Just needed it to stop dead. OK, maybe come for this double this time.
Let's get a few over.
Bit of a gap there. OK, so £2,200. Yep. Got some money. Jackpot counter looks pretty stubbornly set, doesn't it?
It's miles away.
We're going to need more.
Absolutely.
Let's go back to the categories. Sport, history and food and drink.
Let's go with history, please. Three.
History for three counters, please. In 1861, what was given as the cause of death of Queen Victoria's husband, Prince Albert? Tuberculosis, heart attack or typhoid?
I don't think it'd be typhoid. I don't think the member of the royal family is going to go down with one of those. It seems a bit of a... It seems too, a bit too royal to get typhoid, maybe, so I'll have to have a guess at one of the other two. I think I'll go with tuberculosis.
Let's light up tuberculosis. So, you didn't think they'd get typhoid. Too royal to have typhoid, but not too royal to get tuberculosis.
It really is a shot in the dark.
It's kind of a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Let's find out, then. Was the cause of death given for Queen Victoria's husband, Prince Albert, tuberculosis?
Oh.
It was typhoid, you know.
Was it?
Typhoid.
I talked myself out of that, haven't I?
They now think it might have been something completely different. But at the time, typhoid was what was given.
Fair enough.
Right, we draw another blank. As you pointed out, it's not going particularly well.
Yeah, I've had better days.
Let's go back to the categories. You've left yourself with sport and food and drink.
I'll go with sport for three, please.
All right. Sport question for three counters, please. Which American football team won the first two Super Bowls held in 1967 and 1968? Dallas Cowboys, Miami Dolphins or Green Bay Packers?
Oh, well, I really enjoy my American football. I'm pretty sure it's not the Miami Dolphins. That narrows it down between the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. And I'm going to look foolish if I get this wrong.
Do you know much about the three teams there?
I know a lot about them, except for maybe which one won the first two Super Bowls. Dallas Cowboys are called America's team, so they've obviously had some success in the past. And Green Bay Packers are one of the most historic teams. They play in a very small place in Wisconsin. And I know they had a lot of success with Vince Lombardi as the coach back in the day, so I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers.
OK, should we light it up?
Yep, light it up.
We're going to go Green Bay Packers, please. Certainly sounds like you know your American football, but, Damien, we need these three counters,
definitely.
So we need this to be right. Is the answer the Green Bay Packers? Yes!
Oh.
Well done. OK, where do you want to go?
I'll stick with Drop Zone 4.
Fire up Drop Zone 4, please. There you go.
That's right.
Perfect. Sit. Settle down. There you go. Get on it. Okay, got it moving. Right. Six across the tipping point there, Damien. Another £300 goes in. We're up to £2,500. Two to go.
Drop zone four.
Fire up drop zone four, please. Just like the last one.
Oh, I'm not happy with that.
A real plummet, that one, wasn't it? Plummet drop. And, yep.
Gap.
OK, one more to go.
Drop zone four again, please.
Fire up, please. And one on target. We load another one. Nova!
Oh.
Anyway, but really, it's all over that side, isn't it? Another one. Another £50. So that's £2,550. Jackpot counter still on that top shelf. It's closer, but it's still on the top shelf. Let's go back to the categories. So we've got food and drink left.
I'll go for three, please, Ben.
Food and drink for three counters, please. Which chef in a professional kitchen is the most junior? A commis chef, a sous chef, or chef de partie?
I'm going to... Because sous chef's the only one I've heard of, and it might have been that Jamie Oliver was one when he first started out. If I remember back, I'm going to have to go with sous chef.
Should we light up sous chef?
Yeah, please.
We're going to take sous chef, please. The most junior chef in a kitchen. Is it the sous chef?
Oh.
The commis chef.
Commis chef.
Sous chef is second in command.
Is he?
Well, look, the reality is we've done all the counters and we've done all the questions. Yeah. You've got yourself £2,550. At this stage, usually I offer you a trade. Three final counters to put into the machine in the hope of leaving with £10,000. Given how it's gone and where the jackpot counter is, I think I know what the answer's going to be, but I've got to ask you anyway, Damien. Would you like to take the trade or would you like to take the money?
I said when I got here, if it was on the bottom shelf, I'd go for it, but it's not, and the way I've been performing with the dropping this round, I'm not going to take the trade. I think I have to take the money. Thanks, Ben.
I think that's a very wise idea. Congratulations. Well done, Damien. You're leaving with £2,550. Not only that, you won a cheeky little break to Rome as well.
Thank you very much.
So apart from the pain of the final, have you had a good day?
It started off well and then it went downhill from there. But, yeah, no, I've enjoyed it. Thank you, Ben.
And you're leaving with some money in your pocket and a little holiday too.
That's great.
Well done, Damien. It's been nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
So there you go. Damien leaves with £2,550. He's off for a little break to Rome. He's not taking the jackpot with him, though. That's staying right there in the machine. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.